We talk about the shuhada of Karbala and we wonder how is it possible that they took on so much. And sometimes those individuals that were in a position where they could have won the war. Imam Ali is going to his brother, Aqil, you are an expert in genealogy. I want you to go find me a tribe. Go find me a tribe that will produce a supporter for my Hussein on the day of Ashura. They describe Abu al-Fazl as a giant of a man. A giant of a man. All these stories that you've heard, these are not fairy tale stories. It's not Greek mythology. The man was so big, literally, the horses would go under his legs. I've read that in so many books that it cannot be fabricated. He was 32, 33 years old in the prime of his life. And this man is watching his Mawla Hussein get thirstier and thirstier and thirstier. And this man is watching small children scream, Al-Adash, Al-Adash, Al-Adash. And he's told that Abbas, we're not here for that. He would sometimes go and ask Hussein, Mawla, can I go to war? You are the leader of my army. Mawla, can I go for war? You are the leader of my army. There comes a moment where he asks Hussein, Mawla, can I go for war? You're the leader of my army. He says, Mawla, there's no army left for me to be the leader of. The 21st of the month of Ramadan, the doctors are coming and checking on Amir al-Mu'mineen's wound. The poison has spread all throughout Mawla's body. The doctors have said, look, it's a matter of time now, Ali. Start to give your nasihat and your advice and your final wishes to your family. One by one, he calls everybody together and of course makes them do bay'at to Hassan. This is the Imam after you. This is the Imam after you. This is the Imam after you. Protect him, look after him, support his cause. The books say that when he was done, there was a sound of a young individual crying in the room, sobbing in the room. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, who is sobbing? Umm al-Baneen says, Mawla, it's Abbas. He brings Abbas forward, he hugs him, he kisses him. Are you okay? He dries his tears. He says, Baba, you called everybody up for the bay'at for Hassan. You called everybody us up and told them that they are for Hassan. But you never called me up, Baba. Imam Hussein calls Hussein forward, places Abbas's hand in Hussein's hand and says, Abbas, everyone else is for Hassan. You are for my Hussein. And Mawla, I'll tell you tonight as we are gathered here, until his very last breath, he did not let you down. Yes, there came a moment where Imam Hussein Asri Ashur stands up, looks to his left, looks to his right, says, where are my warriors? Where are my warriors? Your Mawla stands alone and you don't come and help me. These are the women of Rasulullah. He looks to the Furat and says, Abbas, I'm calling you. And you don't answer. One by one, the shuhada are going, the shuhada are coming. The thirst is becoming unbearable, the desert heat of Karbala. Abbas says, Mawla, at least let me go and get some water for the kids. He says, fine, go and get the water for the kids. Al-Fazl Abbas now mounts the horse. And you know, these images that we've heard since we were children, I haven't read them in the books. But I do know that when you have a figure like Abu al-Fazl Abbas on your army, in your army, there's always this cloud of hope that Abbas is here, it's okay. And we do know enough to know that Sakina was very close to her Uncle Abbas. And sometimes what kids do is that, you know, they use that relationship to go and tell the other kids that, look, I know you're thirsty, I know you're crying of thirst, but my Chacha Abbas is going for water. So just hold on for a moment. My heart tells me, I have not read it, but my heart tells me that maybe she went to Ali Asghar and said, Ali Asghar, I know you're thirsty, but Abbas is going for water. Abbas is going for water. It's a matter of minutes and we'll have water. Just please hang in there for a moment. Abu al-Fazl Abbas enters the Maidan of Karbala. The army parts. This man gets to the banks of Farat. You've seen the images. This man has water in his hands. If anybody saw him drink a drop of water, they wouldn't say a single thing. Abbas, you're thirsty. Abbas, you're also thirsty. But in one eye, he sees the image of the cracked lips of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. In one ear, he hears Sakina al-Attash. My salams to the wafadari of Abu Fazl Abbas. You are the epitome of loyalty. He drops the water, fills the sack up, goes back, and now he has an army waiting for him. And the way that they want to approach this man, rows upon rows upon rows. But this was Abu al-Fazl Abbas. Umar ibn Sa'd realized, if I go one-on-one with this man, he has the power enough to kill every single member of my army. So initially it was, row by row, Abbas would come and kill row by row by row. The alam in one hand, and some say the water sack, the mushk of Sakina, around his neck, some say. Or some say in the other hand. He begins to fight. Keep in mind now, Bibi Sakina is what? Prepping the children in the tent. That he's coming. The alam was high enough. You've been to Karbala, have you not? The distance from the Khaymah to Farat is not that much. You can see the alam. It's a desert land. There's no development. You can see the alam of Abbas. It's still high. But then there'll be moments where the alam would drop, the alam would raise. The alam would drop, the alam would raise. What would happen to Sakina? I don't know. But she always had this omid that Amu Abbas is coming with water. Just hold on, children. Have your glasses ready. Ali Asghar, hold on. Abbas is coming with water. Abu al-Fazl Abbas now begins to fight. Row by row by row. Umar ibn Sa'd realizes it's not going to work this way. What does he do? He begins to ambush Abu al-Fazl Abbas. One mal'un comes and strikes the left arm of Abbas. His left arm falls. He takes the alam in the right hand, takes the mushk inside his arm. And another man comes and strikes the other arm of Abu al-Fazl Abbas. Now the alam is between his feet, the mushk in his teeth. All he cares about is get water to Sakina. That's it. The final blow to Abu al-Fazl Abbas, the only blow that could kill a man of that stature, was somebody was waiting for him in the ambush. He became running towards. There were screams, stop the man, stop the man. Don't let their water be given to Hussein. This man comes out of the ambush, takes his spear, and strikes Abu al-Fazl so hard, it cracks his helmet, cracks his cranium, and gets to the bridge of his nose. And now, of course, Umar ibn Sa'd says, archers, shower the man with arrows. Arrows come running towards Abu al-Fazl. One strikes his eye, one strikes his thigh. He takes it out. But the one arrow that killed a man was the arrow that hit the mushk of Sakina. Water began to flow. Abbas stopped, turned his horse around. I'm not going back without water. Begins to fight. But there comes a moment where he falls from the horse. Allama Majlisi, he narrates that one night I read the Masada. not. You read the Masaib, you didn't read the Musiba. Shahzadi, hey, Sayyida Fatima. I read what I knew. I read what I could. Tell me what the Musiba of a Fazl Abbas is. She said, whoever's listening to the Musiba of my son Abbas, know this, that when somebody falls from a horse, they use their arms to break the fall. My Abbas did it. Grabs the alam, goes back to the khayma. Bibi Sakina comes out of the khayma. She sees the alam, she does not see the alam there. Hey Abbas, your Sakina's not thirsty anymore.